voted up or down, that would be appropriate, would it not?
What we typically would do is say that all permits must be in place, which includes Del-Dot. So if we did something, we would have, we would, if you opted to vote yes, you would have conditions. One of those conditions be final site plan, including all applicable permits.
And if it was voted down, we wouldn't need to worry about it.
That's right. You're still, there is access to that property that is grandfathered that shows on plots going back for the other uses, meaning the residential uses.
I was going to jump into assist, but Mr. Morse covered it, so.
So question, so they have to get approval from Captain's Grant to use that road? Is that what you're trying to say?
I'm not giving an opinion on whether they do or not. I represent the county, and we're looking at it from a different standpoint.
Okay.
And I would give them an opinion.
Okay. My concern is I got to give up more of my land, because there's only 10 foot left of what, where the road is. So that's, you know, I don't know where to go from there with that. That's all I really have to say. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Is there anyone else, ma'am? Okay, folks, Curse of Oak Island comes on at 8 o'clock tonight, and we're closing down.
Good evening. I'm Donna Jacobowski, and I live at 30415 Dunland Court in Peninsula Lakes. And I know you've heard everything. You've heard all of our complaints, so I'm not going to repeat any of that. I just want to leave you with a thought, okay? And that is that on August 27th, Sussex County issued a news release announcing that they were adopting a new ordinance to protect and enhance residential buffer zones. And in that release, Council President Vincent, you stated that growth is inevitable, but how we manage it and what we leave for future generations says something about us as a community. It really is our legacy, end quote. But then you also went on to say that the newly announced ordinance that was announced in August, and I realize it's not in place yet, but you said that it addresses some long-held building practices that might have worked in another time, but are less desirable in today's environment. And you went on to say, I think it's better, Sussex, wait a minute. I think it's a compromise that hopefully will make everyone happy, and certainly one that makes for a better Sussex County today, tomorrow, and beyond. And so I am asking you and the rest of the council members to please keep to the spirit of this newly adopted ordinance and uphold the opinion of the Zoning Commission and deny this application. Thank you.
Thank you. You said it better than I did.
Is there anyone else that would like to speak? Anyone else like to speak? Seeing none. Operator, can you check online to see if there's anyone listening remotely that would like to comment?
At this time, there is currently no one on the line.
Thank you, operator. At this time, Mr. President, we can close the public hearing on this matter.
Yes.
If council desires, close the public record as well.
We will close public hearing. Okay, with council, close public record. Ask Mr. Moore to read the short title.
Thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance grant a conditional use of land in a GR general residential district for a commercial hauling goods and materials delivery service and driveway installation business, together with storage of vehicles, equipment, and materials, to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 2.31 acres, more or less.
I would like to ask to defer for 1 week.
Motion, Mr. Hudson, second.
Second.
Mr. Riley, any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I vote yes. It's been deferred until next week.
And Mr. President, before you ask for motion to adjourn, if maybe people that want to leave can, I've got something I want to address council about.
Okay, sure. Okay. All those of you that want to leave, go help yourself. We're just happy to be here. But I'm a pen's quit. Ain't that something? Oh, there it is.
I wonder if Mr. Lawson went home.
He got any sense he did.
Thank you. You too.
My grandson is 5. He can say this.
Really?
He's learning. So if he would like to come and do this tour, should he fill in and say this at our behalf next week? Like he would say it.
You need to show why I wanted to have blood to heck in. You think you want to stand beside you? Yeah. If he wants to come, tell him, come on home.
He's clear.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to be a shepherd. Mom, are you coming to him? He's going to be a shepherd. He's going to be a shepherd.
Certainly.
He won't notice that we're not there.
They sat here a long time.
Yeah, they did.
I mean,
they were extremely.
They were here before.
Yeah.
They were here.
They were here before we broke for lunch.
Some of them were. Yeah.
When we came back.
They were here all day.
And it was, yeah, when we came back.
Now we had not cut.
Yes.
Yeah,
they did.
I guess they really, really don't.
Well, Mr. President, I wanted to address.
Wait a minute, get them out of the room here.
Now, turn our mics off.
No, the meeting's still going.
Meeting's still going. It's not adjourned yet.
We haven't adjourned yet.
Yes. What I wanted to address with you on the next to the last, the J.G. Townsend hearing, Planning and Zoning did not make a recommendation. They will be making a recommendation Thursday night.
Uh-huh.
Under our rules, they have 5 days, or public has 5 days to give us written comments.
They have 5 days once we get the receipt from Jamie that we've gotten information from county council, from planning and zoning, that they've reached a decision.
Yeah. So, and actually, we have been taking it from the standpoint when they have a decision.
Okay.
We've been telling them 5 days we get a report. Unfortunately, in this case, that means Tuesday at 4:30. That we would get them if they vote.
Come in early.
Pardon?
They said they'd come in early.
There you go.
They have moved it to Wednesday, so that would give us to Monday at 4:30. Okay, so
okay.
Jamie, good, because I'm glad of that. I was sitting there. No. It says calendar days.
That was my question. Was it calendar business?
It was calendar days that we have in our rules. And that would read, so that would be, okay, good, 4:30. So you're going to have to be prepared to vote, then we're going to get that recommendation, that decision. Typically, our practice has been, he makes a response to us. It's not written that way, but our practice has been, once he makes that response to us, comes on Tuesday, we would then be able to vote on it.
Okay.
In this case, we've never done that.
I was going to say, I thought, Everett, we have always gotten that information that they've closed the record at our next meeting. And then we give the public 5 days to comment.
The only difference has been if planning and zoning, because we've had all the hearing.
Yeah.
And the only thing we are holding it open for is to get planning and zoning, or planning and zoning gives their decision. And I think the way I read the rules,
right,
stick them in here. Okay, it says, in those cases only where there's deferral, council shall accept and consider written comments from the public on the commission's recommendations to the council for a period of 5 calendar days following the commission's issuance of its recommendations. That's the only place we do it that way.
Okay.
So when they make their decision, the public needs to be watching that and then responding to us. But and that would be Monday at 4:30 now that they're doing it on Wednesdays. But we have never voted that same day in the past. What we've always done, we've got those, Mr. Whitehouse come to us and said, here's what has happened from the planning and zoning, and here's the written comments. We have always waited so that you guys had a chance to read everything. Now, nothing precludes you from going on the record 4:30 on Monday and start reading, you know, so that you've got those for you to make your decision.
Or we could meet on Christmas Eve.
Or you could have a special meeting.
Mike didn't like
you
that.
You could have a special meeting the day after.
Yeah.
You could have your meeting next Tuesday, then have a special meeting just for this one the very next day.
Or you could have a special meeting anytime between now and January 6th.
That's exactly right. Yeah, I just wanted to bring this up because this was unique. I was sitting here during this. I said, wait a minute, you know, I'm...
Just let us know.
And I'm glad that they've moved
their
meetings
to
Wednesday.
So that was good.
Thursday.
Well, there's lots of questions on what we just heard.
Pardon?
Lots of questions on what we just heard.
This one, yes.
No way we're going to answer by next Tuesday.
Next week.
What more good news you got?
That's it. And apparently PNZ did not vote on the one last time because they didn't have all 5 people there. Because during the meeting, I immediately text Todd and Vince, oh no, here's going on, Vince's, oh, here's why. Because they were planning to have done it.
Nothing else?
No, that's it.
Entertain a motion to adjourn.
Move.
Motion, Mr. Hudson, second.
Sorry.
Mr. Schaefer, any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I vote yes. We're now adjourned. Thank you.